History is inside you. Hallelujah. The ministry is inside you. You have to pray it out. Hallelujah. The true ministry of a servant of God has to be conceived. Praise be to Jesus. It has to be conceived. Because when the ministry is not conceived in a servant of God, it will lead to superficiality. Hallelujah. Ministry is not about snatching people from other churches and bring them to your church. Glory be to you. You know, sometimes we have a tendency of going to a certain church with the purpose of snatching people and taking people to yourself. No. To go and open the church for yourself. No. That is not ministry. Halabashikita. Your children, you have to conceive them. Hallelujah. Your children, you have to bring them to birth. Your children, ministry is like a child. And a child has to be born in the family. You know, the mistakes that us as servant of God, we don't want to go through the process of conception. We don't want to go through the process of giving birth, because it is a painful process, and we always try to take shortcuts to fulfill the will of God. But we forget, before a child is born, the child has to be conceived first, and then there is that time of waiting. There is that time of trusting for that opportunity time, that when the Lord will allow that child to be born. And then when the child is born, there is that time of waiting as the child is nurtured. There's that time of waiting as the child is given milk to drink. There is that time of waiting when the child grows up to reach to that place where they can be given the meat of the word to eat. Then they reach to that place of maturity. Now where God is able to use them to touch the hearts of other people's life. Where God is able to use them to touch the heart of the nation. But remember, before everything happened, there was conception first. Before everything happened, there was conception. Don't run and snatch somebody from another church to build a ministry with. Allow God to work in you, to give birth to spiritual children, to give birth to children that you will be able to take care of. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Don't rush in the building. It's not about putting every instrument and making noise on the streets. It's about conception. Which kind of children are you conceiving? Are you conceiving rebellious children? You know, you have to be careful lest you're just conceiving rebellious children. You know, there are people who will be running from one ministry to another because of rebellion. They're running. Are they born out of you? Are they born out of your sacrifice? Are they born out of your needs? Those moments, that moment when the Spirit just takes over you, and when you go down on your knees, when the Spirit leads bind you to the place of the conception. Rakateke le kotoro babake teke zekete le kolo bashenta zikotori bashanta kele kotora bacha zekitoro kanta le kolo baba zioshaka teke le kotori ba zionshaka taraba kotoro ba. When the spirit begin to intercede, when the spirit begin to intercede for the conception of the child that the Lord has born in you, vakateke le lo bashanta rere baba sheke ratare kentare kotoro baba zianshanta reke le babo sea zianshanta kete lo boshaya zianshanta kilo boshante zikotoro baba sa ziantikili otolo baba zeketeri baba boshaya mokolo baba seketa la kotori kitana ziotakata baba ziketele kotori riatala babo se ziatakatereba ziatakate kolole ziatakateli kata ziatakateli bosaya ziatakateli koloba. You know, the process of conception, even the Lord may lead you to speak in tongues that you've never known before. Sometimes the Lord may lead me to speak in foreign tongues, even in other parts of Africa that I have never been there before. But because God is conceiving something, because God is conceiving something among those community, that in the near future, makita lala bashenta la kolobo shenemasa, God is conceiving something that it will allow the servant to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. It will allow the servant to begin to pray for the conception of that child that is about to be born in that nation. It will lead the servant to pray concerning the conception of that child that is about to be born in that city. Ministry is a process. Ministry is a process. Ministry is a process. It is not just buying big loudspeakers and begin to make noise. Ministry is like a child that has to be born. It has to be born. Ministry is like a child that has to be born out of your sacrifice. And that's why I begin today, that unless the Lord build the house, the builders, they build it in vain. And that's why you'll find people will begin to struggle to make things happen, because they're trying to do it in their own strength, or they're trying to cut short the time of God. There is a time for everything. There is a time where God just wants you to pray yourself out, to prepare the child that is yet to be born. And there is a time of the back pains. There is a time of the shaking. There is a time of the shaking of the ground, because the child is about to come, and that is the time where there is intense warfare. There is intense warfare left and right. There are people that the enemy will send in your life to discourage you to do the will of God. There are people the enemy will send in your life to distract you from the will of God. There are people that the enemy will send in your life to destroy the plan of God for your life. There are people that the enemy will send in your life to make you to try to take some shortcuts to reach the will of God. But the ministry has to go through the process of enduring. The ministry has to go through the process of perseverance. That is the time where God wants his servant to remain in the process of endurance, even when nobody's coming to that church. But if God has called you to stand and open the church, don't worry. Continue to pray. Continue to preach. Continue to stand with the word of God. Because the child has to be conceived.
The child has to be conceived first. Why are we seeing very weak ministries? Why are we seeing very weak churches now? Did they pass through the process of conception? Did they pass through the process of child pains? The process of child pain, makata ikotoro baba sheta la kala masheri rosha. What kind of children are we giving birth to, servants of God? Which kind of children are we giving birth to? Why are we giving birth to rebellious children? Children that does not know about submission. Children that does not know about humility. Children that does not know about sacrifice. Children that does not know about commitment. Children that just wants to serve God for personal gain. They want to come to church and they want the church to pay them so that they may come and serve God. They don't want to sit under the teaching, but they want to come to play keyboard because they feel they are talented and they don't need the teaching of the house. They feel they're bigger than the teachings. They feel they're bigger. They will come to church to play the keyboard, but they won't come to the Bible study. They won't come to sit under the teachings of the servant of God in the house because they feel they're too big for the church. I want to ask somebody, what kind of children are you giving back to? Are you giving back to the children you're born? Moses is saying, this kind of children, Lord, I didn't give back to them. Oh Lord, I didn't give back to root children like this. I didn't give back to children that are so hard to deal with. I didn't give back to children that doesn't listen to the voice of God. I didn't give back to these children that are very rebellious. I didn't give back to these children that are ever complaining. They're ever full of negativity. They're ever looking back onto Egypt. Lord, I don't think I get back to children like this, Lord. So Lord, do not put them under my care. Moses is telling God, I didn't give birth to these children. This is a rebellious group. Moses is telling the Lord, hallelujah. Moses is telling the Lord, did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them? That you should say to me, carry them in your bosom. As a guardian carries a nursing child, the ministry is meant to be carried in the bosom like this. Ministry is like a child that is carried on the bosom at the very heart of a servant of God. You cannot carry a child on your bosom that you have not begat. You cannot carry a child on your bosom that you have not conceived. You have to conceive the child first. Then you have to beget the child. To beget the child means is to bring the child to birth. Hallelujah. Is to bring the child to birth. After you bring the child to birth, then you begin to guard the child. You begin to carry the child on your bosom. You begin to nurse the child. Hallelujah. You begin to nurse the child to the destiny of the Lord. As Moses said, did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child to the land which you sow to your fathers, to their fathers. Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. Am I not able to bear all these people alone? Because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me. Here and now, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. Moses became worn out. I know some of us, we get to that point where we get worn out with people we deal with. We reach to that point where we get worn out with tough-headed people that want to come into the ministry with their own agenda to do their own thing. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ministry is not easy. Hallelujah. Verse 16, the word of the Lord says, so the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Finally, God heard the cry of Moses. Hallelujah. He heard the cry of Moses. And the Lord said to him, gather the 70 elders of Israel and bring them to the tabernacle. Why was the Lord telling them to come to the tabernacle? Hallelujah. First, we need to